Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Monge, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Are you well?
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Quite good, thank you.
Fantastic. Happy preparation.
I need to tell you that you are making me miss Amakeke. I just finished marrying a couple.
Oh, man.
And literally had to run out of the altar to be with you.
Okay, but we are going to definitely make sure that we're making it snappy. It's a last conversation, so we're not going to take a lot of time.
Don't worry, I'm done. But I need to come to your studio then, have some cookies that I missed here today.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to have to prepare that for you.
That's right.
So we're wrapping up our conversation on the value of time today, and
yes, there's
one thing that wastes a lot of our time. It's focusing on the past and wishing we could actually go back and do better in the past. Is there a way around regret? And so we're going to be talking about that. Now let's talk about leaving the past in the past. Is there anything particularly wrong with regret? You know, many people teach that we should not have regrets. Is that even possible? How should Christians view that?
Please let me go. Sorry, part one. The reality about the past is that we can't change anything about it. Whatever emotions that we attach to the past belongs to the past, and we need to move more forward. So we ought to be able to focus both our energies and our everything to what we have. Somebody has said the past is what it is. It is the past. But right now we have the present that we should live in. And we can look back to our past with the understanding that we want to learn from the past. And let our lessons from the past inform how we do the present, so that we do not have a situation where we repeat the past, which we look at the past, we repeat what we regret about the past, and we repeat it today. So let us let our yesterdays, whatever may make us sad about it, we can look at our yesterdays and use them as a stepping stones or lessons learned, so that we use our today wisely, so that our tomorrow, because as long as God gives us life, our tomorrow is coming. So let us make sure we focus on how we do our life today, so that we are able to have less regrets. But spending energies on regrets, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, actually it makes...
waste of energy.
Yes, actually, it actually makes me also think that, Norman, looking back and regretting and looking at the past and wishing you could go back, also has got a sense of Lot's wifeism, as it were, instead of actually looking at the future.
Yes.
Now,
that's a very beautiful metaphor you are using there. Very insightful.
Now, Mfundisi, how can we then make most of, you're saying there's a tomorrow that we're looking forward to, but the present time, you know, and live with a view of eternity at the same time in the present? For instance, is it a waste of time to educate oneself and strive for career successes? You're looking at tomorrow, and we know that tomorrow Jesus is coming, so that career may not even work, actually.
Yes, and I think we need to look forward to the coming of the Lord, not as an event that will interrupt our prosperity, our joys, and things that we enjoy down here. The thing is, the journey itself, the journey of life, We don't know the curves ahead. So what we do, we live our present as responsibly as we can. Like yesterday, we asked the Lord to gracefully teach us to number our days.
Yeah.
And the days we have in our hands is today. So even if the Lord found me still trying to get my first degree, if we talk about education, I shall have lost nothing that he found me 10 minutes to my graduation. The same thing, think about it this way, Brurman.
Yeah, yeah.
When the Lord shall come, I'm from an altar where I have been marrying people now. He might arrive when I'll be busy saying the groom may kiss the bride. And he arrives without the couple having the joy of consummating their marriages. This is reality. We must live today as if we have all of tomorrow, in the sense that we use today to be ready for tomorrow. Not that we live our today as if we have got lots of time, but in case God allows us to live longer, we then will be able to move to arrive in our future, having prepared for it.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, and very important that you're saying that, having prepared for it, because we don't just get there and arrive there but miraculously. We prepare for that tomorrow. Quite a beautiful.
That's right.
Mfundisi, what are your just your final remarks, and we'll let you go back to the wedding. What are your final remarks on the importance and the value of time as we close off?
I would say that let us remember that today is the tomorrow that we were waiting for yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We kept saying that tomorrow is coming, and we hope tomorrow comes. It has come. That which we had put things off for tomorrow. Tomorrow has arrived. Let's get things done that can be done today. And let us, by the time we reach another tomorrow, by the end of this tomorrow that's ending today, we need to be able to look back to today as well spent and be grateful for God, what he placed in our hands, and how we have maximally made use of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much. Happy Preparation Day, and enjoy the wedding and the Sabbath that is going to follow that. But I want to thank you so much for this week and the time that you've spent with us. Very insightful, very educational, and thank you so much. The Lord bless you immensely.
I thank you for the opportunity, and blessings both to you and to your listenership throughout the reach of AWR.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.